Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. A controversial new leader will take his seat at the head of the San Francisco Roman Catholic Archdiocese this afternoon. The incoming archbishop will lead the Northern California region after several years in Southern California and Oakland. But as KQED reporter Charla Bear explains, he could become a polarizing figure in the city by the bay.
As soon as Salvatore Cordileone takes his seat in the cathedra, the symbolic chair of power in St. Mary's Cathedral, he'll have authority over 91 Roman Catholic parishes in Northern California. San Francisco Archdiocese spokesman George Weselek says most parishioners are thrilled.
We're very much looking forward to praying with him and working with him on issues like immigration reform and against the death penalty, and just bringing the good news of the gospel to the people of the Bay Area.
Weselek acknowledges some parishioners are worried about the new archbishop's record on same-sex marriage, though. Cordileone is considered one of the leading proponents of Proposition 8, the state law that bans same-sex marriage.
It is controversial in San Francisco, but it is, you know, what the church teaches.
Weselek says St. Mary's will have heightened security because some gay rights supporters plan to protest outside. Still, the new archbishop is popular enough that all 2,000 seats inside are spoken for. For the California Report, I'm Charla Bear in San Francisco.
The future of the San Onofre nuclear power plant is expected to be under review today by executives with Southern California Edison. The facility was shut down in January after a tube carrying radioactive water broke. That led to the subsequent discovery of excessive wear in hundreds of tubes in the plant's steam generators. Under consideration today is the possibility of restarting one of the twin reactors known as Unit 2. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission expects Edison to submit paperwork to detail repairs and the safe operation of the plant. The Los Angeles County Sheriff will move forward with reforms to his region's jails. Sheriff Lee Baca told reporters yesterday that he will hire an outside custody expert to run the jails and establish an independent inspector general to look into the system. A commission took a close look at the jail system following allegations that a culture of violence existed in the jails. The commission blamed Baca for ignoring warnings and suggested more than 60 reforms, including a management shakeup and harsher penalties for excessive force. Proposition 39 supporters have a simple message. A yes vote raises more than $1 billion in new tax money from out-of-state companies, and half of that will help create green jobs over the next 5 years. As part of our election 2012 coverage, KPBS reporter Eric Anderson finds not everyone thinks that's such a great idea.
San Francisco hedge fund manager Tom Steyer has already fought and won a battle at the California ballot box. In 2010, he helped defeat Proposition 23. That measure would have rolled back California's landmark global warming law. Now he's putting $20 million of his own money into passing Proposition 39.
It's about tax fairness. We are closing a loophole, but all we're asking out-of-state companies to do is to pay taxes on their income exactly the way that we do. And what that will do is it will bring into the state of California over $1 billion every single year, and all from companies from out of state.
California voters are getting a chance to do what California lawmakers failed to do in 2009. San Diego State University business professor Steve Gill says that's when the legislature gave companies a choice of how to pay their corporate taxes.
For years and years and years, we had a long tradition of using what's called a three-factor apportionment formula, which meant we look at three different factors that are economic drivers of income: sales, property, and payroll.
California lawmakers changed the rules 3 years ago to allow companies to base their corporate tax on sales only. That's the route most California-based companies took because it was cheaper. But for some multi-state companies, the old formula saved them money because they don't have a lot of property or payroll here.
Clearly, they are disadvantaged by a single sales factor and would prefer to keep the old three-factor formula.
Prop 39 eliminates the choice. That got the attention of four major corporations. GM, Chrysler, Kimberly-Clark, and International Paper were quick to speak out against the initiative when it qualified for the ballot. So the Prop 39 camp singled them out and adds four the measure.
These four companies are stepping all over California. They're fighting to keep a billion-dollar corporate tax loophole that gives tax breaks to companies for shipping jobs out of state.
But the firms lack the stomach for an expensive ballot box fight in California, and they dropped their opposition. Yes on Prop 39 co-chair Tom Steyer pulled the ads after the companies contacted him.
Some huge major American corporations have sent us letters who we thought might be in opposition and who were prepared to try and, you know, debate. Send us letters saying, you know what, it is tax fairness. We recognize what you're doing is correct. We have no intention of opposing you.
Steyer says that allows him to run a positive campaign about fixing two long-running California problems, tax revenue and jobs. He says the measure will generate $1 billion more for a cash-starved state, and it earmarks half that money for the creation of green jobs over 5 years. But both of those solutions make Richard Rider shudder. He's the chair of San Diego Tax Fighters. Rider says Proposition 39 is a tax hike, plain and simple, and he thinks voters will see that.
The last eight tax increases that have been on the ballot, statewide tax increases, each of which could have passed with a simple majority vote. A lot of people think it takes two-thirds. No, simple majority vote. The last eight tax increases statewide have failed. Six of the tax increases failed by double digits.
Rider says a tax hike won't dig the state out of its fiscal hole. He says California needs fiscal discipline, not more money. And he's not ready to let politicians steer a $500 million a year into green energy projects.
It's not like there's a bunch of wise, pipe-smoking geniuses up there making those distributions. It's going to be people who respond to pressures in Sacramento. It's going to be people who respond to political contributions.
But critics like Ryder don't have the deep pockets to publicly oppose Prop 39. There will be no slick ad campaign. Ryder says he'll have to rely on voters seeing the measure for what it is. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
There are 11 state ballot measures facing you this November, but not to worry, we've got you covered. Our proposition guide explains all of them, short and sweet. Find it online at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, October 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.